The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Care and protection for the whole family's health at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Now, Mary Regan of RTE News is on the line. Mary, just can you tease out or tell us a little bit more about the government meeting, the cabinet meeting last night? What exactly have they decided in relation to the mandatory quarantine list being rolled out and expanded further?
Well, the cabinet held what's described as an incorporeal meeting last night. Now, it wasn't planned or scheduled, you know, it was called very last minute, really. And what it would involve is the Taoiseach calling up ministers one by one to sign off on these measures. Essentially, what they mean is a number of countries, 16 in total, being added to this list that will require mandatory hotel quarantining. But I suppose the big talking point really is that there will be some major EU countries involved in that list now, France being the main one, and the fact that it's already been pointed out 20,000 Irish people living in France, students amongst them. So this will be, you know, considered a significant policy step to add France to the list. Italy as well is in there, Luxembourg and Belgium, and the United States and Canada. So they would be countries, you know, that you would see travel from, you know, a lot of travel into the country from. I mean, previously the lists would have involved countries that, you know, maybe they wouldn't have been a great deal of travel from in the first place. So this really does significantly change now the list and the policy around hotel quarantining. And there's also some change around home quarantining. So people arriving in the country, let's say, it would have previously have had to show a negative PCR test on arrival into the country. Now, under the new rules, they'll have to show that they've booked in for a HSE test 5 days after arriving in the country for their home quarantining. So that's generally the gist of what they agreed last night.
OK, and just briefly, these new rules applying to the US, Canada, Italy and France, they don't actually kick in, as I was saying earlier, till next Thursday morning at 4am or something like that, is it?
Yeah, so it's next Thursday morning at 4am now for the European countries. That will definitely be the case. There is a little bit of a caveat there for the US and Canada, depending on whether they get enough hotel capacity in place by then. And of course, that's still a big if, and work has been done on that. And ministers were presented with various scenarios as to the level of the reduction in travel. You know, if travel from these countries reduces by 90, by 80, by 70%, what the capacity requirements will be. So they're now looking at doubling the hotel capacity for mandatory quarantining from around 600 to 1,100. And there's also, I understand, some possibility of adding a hotel in Rosslare that would be from arrivals from the port there.
Yeah. And this is seen as somewhat of a win, if we can call it that, for the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, because there was a little bit of a cabinet arm wrestle between himself and Simon Coveney, you know, this time last week, for example.
Yeah, and I think evidence really won out over the politics here ultimately. Like, if you step back to how this all kicked off just 10 days ago, like, what I'm hearing generally from speaking to various ministers is, yes, there was a lot of annoyance around how the Department of Health went about this in the first place. The story that they wanted to add these countries was leaked the week before last. And the laws around quarantining say you have to consult with various departments, including the Department of Foreign Affairs. So that department felt there was an effort to bounce the government into expanding the list. That prompted strong pushback from Simon Coveney. And of course, this row ensued. But I think, you know, they might have got caught up a little bit too much in the process of all of this and maybe missed out on the bigger picture. And that is that there was real public health concerns expressed to government around new variants, particularly one reported in France. And ministers and the opposition would generally believe there's strong support publicly for quarantine measures. And there was also very little appetite in cabinet to deviate from public health advice, particularly at this stage. You know, there's a sense that things are going well with cabinet, and if they just stay the course for the next couple of weeks, there may be more reopening in May and June, and they really want to kind of finish the job, as it were. So I think Simon Coveney might have misread all of that. One person characterised it to me, said, you know, that he marched to the top of the hill and more or less found himself isolated when he got there and couldn't find a way back down the hill. So politically speaking, the sense is there that Simon Coveney might have misread this, while Stephen Donnelly, the health minister, found himself on the winning side. That was badly needed on his part. But of course, this all depends on how these rules work out. And, you know, there's been a lot of difficulties with the quarantining system already. One minister said to me, you ain't seen nothing yet when this system gets up and running. So it may well turn out to be the case that Minister Coveney comes back and all of the concerns he expressed are proven right, while Minister Donnelly now really owns this. But of course, we just really have to wait and see how it plays out.
OK, all right. Well, we'll leave it there and we will, as you said, see how it actually all plays out. But for the moment, thank you very much indeed, Mary O'Regan.